Nursing homes have been hit hard by the pandemic. These places were hit hard during the height of the pandemic, and the majority of deaths from COVID-19 were among people over the age of 65. Joining me this morning to talk about the toll on long-term care facilities is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie, who's been covering it. Good morning, Kathy.
And good morning, Lauren.
So you reported recently that more than half of nursing homes are operating at a loss as a result of the virus and its impact on these communities. Where did the money go?
Well, facilities never plan for COVID. It's expensive. It's also vicious. Once a virus enters a facility, it spreads like wildfire. So there are three areas that pounded all long-term settings. Staffing was and is number one. David Vogel is the CEO of the Arizona Healthcare Association, which represents many long-term care nursing facilities.
And so we have to pay overtime because there were staff call-offs, especially if your building got COVID early on. You saw a disappearing staff. You saw 40% of your staff leave. So what do? Well, you keep the staff that you have, but you have to pay them. You have to pay them more, and you have to pay them overtime and to keep them going. And then you have to go out and you have to hire new staff. So that means you might have to use the nurse registry, which costs extra dollars.
40%. Okay. So what can you tell us about who the staff are? Are we talking about nurses, doctors here who are leaving?
So in skilled nursing, which is regulated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, we're talking nurses. We're also talking about certified nursing assistants or CNAs. They typically earn minimum wage, but a lot of places offered what they called hero pay. So they up the wage by a couple of dollars an hour. But assisted living facilities, which are not regulated by the feds, also lost people. They also use CNAs, but they didn't have the financial resources like skilled nursing to cover those losses. And in Arizona, most individuals who live in long-term care typically live in an assisted living center or a group home. Something else that hit all of these facilities was PPE. And again, I'll let Dave Vogel explain that.
A surgical mask in a box, you know, they typically come in a box of 50 or a box of 100. A surgical mask before the pandemic was probably in the 15 to 20 cent range per unit. During COVID, we heard of prices going as high as $1.50 or $2 for surgical masks. And that's just what we heard. An N95 before, now that's a respirator, then before COVID was running, you know, a buck 20, buck 50 maybe. During COVID, $7.
Testing has been another financial pain point, Lauren, for all of these places. And something else, occupancy rates are down. Families are simply not placing their loved ones in long-term care anymore. Beds are not being filled. And, you know, at the end of the day, Lauren, these places are businesses.
Yeah. So what do they need to keep going? And will they be able to keep going and operating if they're continuing to bleed money this way?
Vogel says his organization plans to ask for rate increases from the state legislature, but his parent organization, the American Healthcare Association, told the outlet Skilled Nursing News that they plan to keep asking for more help from the government, at least until a vaccine is developed. I also talked to Dana Marie Kennedy from AARP Arizona about the issues Vogel talked about. She and her organization have been very vocal about making sure that long-term care staff have what they need when it comes to things like PPE and pay. Kennedy wants to know exactly how providers use the federal dollars they've received in those early days of the pandemic.
So before the legislature gives them any money, let's see the salary pays. I want to see how much does the CEO make? How much are their board of directors making? How much are the direct care workers making? How much are the nurses making? How much are the doctors making? Show the salaries.
So much more to come there, I'm sure. All right, that is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie joining us this morning. Kathy, thank you so much for your reporting on this.
Thanks, Lauren. I appreciate it.